Welcome to the 100th Monkey Radio with Tom and Ramon. Well, let's see. First off, I want to give a big warm welcome to a couple of new countries that are now listening. We have, I think I mentioned Malta last week, and we have Pakistan and Kuwait who just joined us. So I want to welcome you guys to the 100th Monkey listening audience. I'm sure you will enjoy it. Well, at least I hope you will. Oh, let's see. Oh, guys, we've got six people so far that are very interested in going to Damanhur next year. And that looks like it's just going to be a fantastic trip. We're going to that place is absolutely amazing. And we have a link right on the main page, right at the top of the page. You can check out the Damanhur website and the week-long tour or workshop or whatever you want to call it. I don't
workshop.
They call it a workshop. Okay. Week-long workshop that we're going to be doing there. It just looks fantastic. So plus, I mean, Italy, come on guys. I mean, so it's like, and it's very reasonably priced. You know, you're going to have to look around for airline tickets and stuff, but the €550 for a week workshop, that is, you know, unheard of here stateside. So,
yeah,
we have a new logo on the website. I want to thank Dean. He did a fantastic job.
Amazing.
So we're still going to tweak it a little bit, and once we get that finished up, we will be adding that to our t-shirts, and we're gonna make up some stickers and all sort, you know, the normal stuff that people do with logos. Well, maybe not quite so normal. I don't know if we would classify as being normal. So, anyways. Oh, let's see.
At least not professionals.
Yeah, we're definitely not professional. So, we also had a little bit of a scheduling issue with Brooks, who was supposed to be on this week, and he is out selling cars this week. So, we are going to reschedule him.
Electric cars.
Electric cars, yes. Way to go, Brooks. Way to go. We need so much more of that. But one step at a time there. Let's see. What else? I want to remind you guys, we do have a forum through the website. We haven't had a whole lot of action over there, and I would like to see a little bit more going on there. It's a great place. There's some good dialogue going on in there, and put your two cents in.
Yeah, and I want to say thank you to Kathy for taking care of that for us. It's highly appreciated.
Absolutely. She's a sweetheart.
Yeah.
Love you,
Kathy. Don't forget, we also, if you don't have time, you can also download on iTunes, Podbean.
YouTube. I got my YouTube page. And
a YouTube page. We have our tweet page, Twitter.
So you,
Facebook.
There's a lot of places you can find us at, so. And surprisingly, if you put us on the search engine, we actually pop up as number one. So for the 100th Monkey Radio, I guess we are the only. That's a good thing. So who do we have here tonight, Ramon, replacing Mr. Agnew or Dr. Agnew?
Well, the person we have has been on the show before, and he's no stranger to radio. And when he does his radio show, he sounds more of a professional than we do. Joe is a doctor of nursing practice and has established a practice in Altoona, Pennsylvania, called the Urgent Care Center, which actually he's no longer going to be doing that starting from this Friday. So let's move down to the other part. Joe's teachings have been heard all over the globe on his Universal Talk Radio show. His hosts make unconventional and informative guest speakers from the metaphysical, spiritual, and paranormal communities from all over the world. He does this to help with connecting the dots to this puzzle that we call life, or at least paint a more complete picture of humanity through potentials. And actually, we're gonna have to get a new bio for you, Joseph.
Yeah, you know, there's been some major changes in my own personal life, which I'm sure a lot of people were having themselves. But I think it may be refreshing to hear that somebody who is speaking as also going through the changes that other people that are listening are going through. You know, I remember going to various lectures and hearing the lecturers talking about what's going on with the, say, the population or the public, but not them personally. And it's nice to hear that some of the people who speak are going through these things also, and you get to hear their personal opinion and perspective on what's going on in their own personal life. So now you're hearing the experiencers. You know, I think just like the universe goes in cycles, so does humanity, in such that we had a lot of the researchers that were out there, and they're still there, and they have their place, which is awesome. But now I think a lot of people know that there's something going on, but I think it's nice to hear the experience part of it, as well as the research.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
So what's been going on with you personally since the last time we spoke? We know, I remember you saying last time you were closing the clinic. So.
Well, as of this Friday, that will be the last day of the Urgent Care Center, which I opened February 14th of 2006. And I actually had three separate locations running at one time. And they did very well as far as helping the public and in various arenas. I mean, most of the time, the practitioner or the physician only offers mainstream medicine, but in my practice, I offered some alternatives, and I gave the patient a choice of, you can do this traditionally with medication, and, you know, some other things like physical therapy and that, or you can do some hypnotherapy or some Reiki energy and some other modalities. And so it became quite successful. However, right now, I've just had a pull away from traditional medicine altogether, and I closed all of my offices down. And I think that I'm gonna, in fact, I was just looking at a motorhome right before I got on the show here. I'm thinking about purchasing a motorhome and traveling the country and just going to different parts of different states and, either lecturing if there's anybody out there that would like me to lecture at their particular place and give my talk or, you know, my opinion on what's going on in the world. I really think that that's necessary right now to help people know that they're not alone and maybe give some advice about what to do in these times, especially in the next couple months. But yeah, I've closed my office. I just today the movers came and they took everything away, and all that's left is my personal things that I'm going to be moving in the next couple days, which I have to keep in storage for like 7 years. And my home closes. I sold my house. It closes the end of October. So I'm kind of held here in check. I think the universe wants me here for a reason until after October.
Yeah, so we kind of mentioned briefly before the show about how the universe does that to certain people as far as keeping their energy in certain locations until the time is right for them to leave, or until the energy in that area is self-sustaining in a growing type modality.
Right, right. You know, it's funny that you mention that, Tom, because in the past I had questioned, actually, other psychics, mediums, those who are in the know, per se, they would ask me the question, like, how can you stay on the East Coast? It's so dense and nobody's open to, you know, these things like energy medicine and mediums and psychics and all that. And one day I was with a friend of mine, Terry Ippoletti, and she was channeling, and I asked the channels, I said, I don't understand why I was even born and raised and on this part of the planet, knowing what I know and doing what I do, I just am not a fit here. And they looked at me and they said, you know, you're not really needed anywhere else. This is where you're needed. People need to know what's going on, so this is the place where you're needed the most. And I thought, oh, it was like a light bulb. I never even thought of it that way, you know, because you don't usually think of yourself in that type of a way.
I was going to say, we have that in common.
Oh, I see.
Yeah, well, I was born and raised on the East Coast, and for a long time, I just couldn't get out of the East Coast. Every time I tried, I was just blocked every direction.
Oh, it's so frustrating too. It's like I just want to go. It's like somebody's pulling the reins on me, and I'm just like, let me go. I want to get out there and do some stuff, you know? And it just,
Yeah.
you're right. It just feels like every turn there's a blockade. It's like, oh man, I can't go yet. So, you know, if you look at it in the eyes of energy, and that's what I really, you know, speak about, because everything around us is energy, including us, and we are limited to our ability to perceive it because we have these five senses to traverse this landscape of the 3D, which we're, you know, changing into fourth and then fifth. But we're limited to what we can see and feel and perceive. But just because we can't perceive it doesn't mean it doesn't exist.
Yeah.
So energy, I mean, we all have a frequency to us, and some of us just are born with a higher frequency. And by walking other people's paths, we raise their frequency, or just living in an area that anchors this energy to this location is a help to the entire human race and the planet itself. I'm sorry,
Absolutely.
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just about to say that David Wilcock mentions like a scientific research where they did something like that, and they were saying something about just when you're in your house, your neighbor who's 30 feet, 40 feet away, just by doing what you do and raising your own frequency, you're helping raise theirs.
Absolutely. Yeah, you know, and you'll notice this if you see someone who's in a negative state that comes at you, and the more sensitive you become and the more aware you are, when they're unloading on not you per se, they're not trying to do it on purpose, but they just need to vent to somebody. And if you don't put up your blockade or your shield from the negativity, it drags you down and you almost get sucked into it. And what happens is it lowers your frequency. And if you look at it that way, you can start to feel it and perceive it, and you'll know it's to be true. And so really you either have to protect yourself, and if it doesn't feel right to you, you're going to have to shut the person down or walk away from the situation, because ideally you want to try to keep your vibration as high as possible for yourself and for everybody around you.
Yeah, absolutely, absolutely.
absolutely.
Yeah, I notice myself just walking into a room and noticing what kind of energy is there. People in there arguing or whatever, and the air is thick. You've heard that term before. Boy, the air is thick, and you could just feel the negativity or the joy, either direction. And
Right.
I've also walked into a room being in a really bad mood myself and taken the whole room down. So
Yeah.
and then sit back and go, wow, I just really affected everybody else's moods in that room.
Good job, Tom.
Yeah,
You
well, yeah.
know,
Hey, it was a learning
it's
process.
yeah, you witnessed it, and now you know what to look for. And you know, a lot of people with their ego minds won't allow them to, well, what most people would consider being a fault, but really there is no right or wrong. We're just here. It just is. It's here for an experience, but we're here for learning lessons, just like you said. I think I may have said this in the past, but I think we're spiritual beings living out this human experience, and that's all this really is. There is no good or bad. There just is. And the way the law of attraction is, especially in this year of 2011, what you put out is what you get back to yourself. And that's how energy works. It's constantly flowing. It's cyclical. I mean, you know, you just look at everything in nature. You look at the universe, and that's how things are. And, you know, to the point where if you start to watch nature, you'll start seeing animals that you never saw before. Like, and if you see them in synchronicity, you know, like if you see a flock of turkeys when you've never seen them in New York City or something like that, for instance,
Yeah.
and you keep seeing them on a billboard or you see them in a book, look it up, because there are totems, these Indian totems, and they'll tell you that it means it's a blessing, or, you know, there's several meanings for various animals that walk your path. And if you start to open your eyes and see what the meaning is, it'll fit you to the T in that particular moment when you saw it. But you have to kind of, you know, remember what you were doing at the time you saw it. And it's really an eye opener.
You know, it's so funny you say that. It was yesterday or the day before yesterday, my cousin passed away. And with us, traditionally, we say that when someone passes, usually like there's a moth or something that's around you. So
Right.
yesterday I was waiting for my wife at the train station, and there was this moth that just kept harassing me. And then after a while of shooing it away, I was like, wait, wait, wait. That actually could be someone I know.
Right. Yeah, you know, it's a reference point to each individual person, but typically, like butterflies or moths, I think the meaning is like rebirth or transformation. And but I, you know, don't quote me on it. I'm just going by memory. If you look it up, you could just Google it and just look up a totem for a moth, and you or Ted Andrews is a really good source to look, and that helps with these spirit guides. And you know, we have spirit guides from every dimension. I mean, the various dimensions, I should say, and also in the animal kingdom. And I mean, it gets a little crazy. People don't believe in some of the dimensions, like the pixie realm and the butterfly realm, but you know, anything that's here in a smaller scale is somewhere else in the universe on a bigger scale with higher vibration, higher knowledge, and they're almost like we've brought them here as a human being that we've experienced somewhere else in the cosmos, and we brought the memory here, and they're here in a smaller form. Like, say the butterfly is what, a couple inches or something, but
Yeah.
in other dimensions, they are bigger than what we are in human form. And they have the same more intelligence actually than the human race. So, you know, a lot of people would probably disown what I'm saying, but when you start to do all these channelings and you experience some things that you just can't explain, it just opens doors and definitely opens your eyes.
So, in an infinite universe, where can your imagination take you? I mean, in an infinite universe, everything is possible.
If you can dream it, Tom, you can do it.
You know,
Thought reality.
that reminds me, I don't know if we have any Trekkies out there, but there's a Star Trek episode where Q flings them so far away, so deep into the universe, that they had to be careful what they were thinking because it was becoming instantaneously real.
That's what we're going to right now. That's what this 2011 thing is. And more people, if you're not watching, and this could be good or bad. If you align yourself with a more negative, you're going to start attracting things in an instant or really relatively soon, within hours, days, that you had thought about. So we are these co-creators on this planet. We are creators. That's what we do, but we just don't know our own power yet. So if you look at it in a negative way, that's what you're attracting to yourself. And I really think that's what this 2011 is leading up to 2012 and the phenomenon and all this other stuff that we're about to go through.
Well, I did a little video the other day, and I talked about how all the negativity is out there right now. All the horror stories and the oh my God, beware, beware, beware! It's the sky is falling, the sky is falling. And I talked about how the double-edged sword on one edge of that sword, all this negativity can come crashing down around our ears. On the other edge of the sword, this negativity, when it starts coming so fast back into your life, you put it out and it comes right back at you. It's a one hell of a learning tool for people to actually become aware. Hey, I thought this and now it's happening to me. You
Absolutely.
know, maybe this is, you know, it's part of the wake up process to who and what we are.
Absolutely. I really think part of this ascension process, and we're here, like I said, as children of the universe in this dualistic world to learn lessons. And without opposition, there's no growth. And we have free will to choose what we position ourselves or what we focus our intent on. And the more you focus your intent and your thought towards, that's what you attract to yourself, because we're these great creators. And the higher the vibration you raise in, without even knowing it, sometimes you create and bring to you things you just don't want. You're just were had a thought. So it's very important to kind of check yourself, in other words.
Yeah, it's, you know, it's funny because some people turn around and say, oh, but, you know, when I think about money and travel, I don't get that. And what you don't understand, it's how you're putting the, I don't even know how to explain it. Maybe you can explain it better, Joseph, but I'll give you an example. My nephew said one time, oh, you know, I've never had any kind of like serious injury. And then the next day he falls on a cup that
Right.
he put down, and my sister always told him, don't leave the cups on the floor, don't leave the cup. So he left the cup on the floor, he falls on it and injures his arm to the point where the tendon was actually cut inside his arm, so he couldn't move his pinky and his index finger.
Right. Well,
ring.
That's exactly what I'm talking about. Even if you're putting your intention, and here we're all guilty of this at one point in our life, especially our parents. And just like you gave the example, your sister said, don't put the cup down there. Well, what happens is it instills fear, and fear is what drives more vibration to go lower, is the best way I can put it. And the more you're focused on it, it becomes reality. So what you have to do is you have to focus on what you do want, not what you don't want. So that's how that works. And as far as the money and the travel, here's what happens with that. We will be like thinking, okay, I want to attract abundance to me and lots of money. And this is how I want it to come. I want it to come through, who knows, just, you know, when you limit the ability of the angels and the guides and the masters to bring it to you, you can't really tell them which way you want it, because they'll bring it to you a totally different way that you didn't even see possible. But as soon as you limit yourself, you limit the ability for it to come, and to come in a quicker way. And two, when you put these affirmations out there, if you say, a lot of us will do this, I've done this in the past, I'm like, oh boy, I'd love to have a new car. But as soon as you put that but, you catch that power to create, and we're all guilty of it, and just catching yourself and changing that point of view, and making yourself just totally wholeheartedly believe in what you want. And I'm telling you what, I've been practicing this, and I'm a human being, you know, I'm on this planet too, I'm not perfect, and I've seen this happen to myself, and now I'm trying to align myself with more positive things. And I mean the whole gamut, like getting rid of things that no longer suit me, whether it be my job or relationships, or and I don't just mean the girlfriend, boyfriend, I mean any kind of relationship. And the food you eat, you should be drinking more water, anything that's processed. I mean, the mind, body, spirit, take a look at each aspect of humanity and do what's best. And all of a sudden, your vibration raises, and you get in tune with the universe. You can talk to the earth and in nature, and you can almost, you can tell when something's on the rise. Like, I can tell something's coming real soon, which we'll probably get into here in a little bit. If any of that makes sense to you guys.
Absolutely. That short circuiting, of the intention is probably the biggest error that people make when they're trying to manifest something in their lives, is the self-worth and whether, oh, I don't deserve it, or, how can this come to me? Just questioning your intention. It's,
What I've noticed is, whenever, because I don't know if you know, but sometimes I'll do healings, and I know something happens when it feels like like reality for a quick split second becomes like liquid,
right?
And I know I hit that zero point, and that's all I needed. And I know something happened. What happened? I'm not sure, but I know something happened.
Well, you know, it's so funny that we think of this 3D experience that we're having as it is a reality, but it's really an illusion. I mean, we're all in this thing with these five senses, like I said, and the body is, it allows us to traverse where we're going with our experiences right now, but it is quite limiting. However, I may have said this in the past. I mean, we have this veil before us. If we all knew we were gods and these great co-creators, we wouldn't want to stay here and learn these lessons. We want to be back in heaven and bliss, you know? So there's a reason for all this. It's just hard to explain because there's so many variables. You know, somebody will sit there and ask you one thing, and they're talking about a fifth dimensional reality that you have to answer on. And then someone in 3D will say something like, that doesn't make sense because of this. Well, you almost have to be articulate going from dimension to dimension and considering the consciousness field that's all around us, and you know, on and on and on. So this is a big story.
So let's give time to, what is it that you're feeling? What's happening? Or as they used to say in my neighborhood, what's popping?
What's popping? Well, okay. The last time I had this feeling, this intense feeling, it was more intense than what this one is. So I'm not quite sure exactly what's going on, but in January of last year, I think I may have told you that I knew something was going to happen in March. And I didn't quite know what it was, but I knew it was going to impact humanity in a major way. Everybody on the earth was going to know it. Well, I feel something like that's going to happen again in October. And I don't know. See, I'm not a doom and gloomer either. I don't want to put this out to scare people. I really think it's more of a positive. At least that's the way I'm looking at it. So I can attract. I want to be on the positive timeline, put it that way. But no matter what it is, if you look at it in the eyes of a blessing, I mean, you're going to get through it a lot easier. But I think in October, something's going to happen. And it's a couple different things. I mean, what could possibly happen that would rock this world? And I think one of which would be disclosure that ETs truly exist. Like President Obama is going to be forced to come out and say, look, you know what? We've been hiding this information from you for years. And once that happens, that's what's going to catapult all the rest of the things that has to come out with the free energy technology and all the other things that's out there. That's going to run us into 2012, and it's going to help us ascend, because once we know that we're not alone, I mean, there is no more lid on the bottle. It just opens up, and then, again, this multiverse that we are exposed to or have potential for, it's just the lid's off. And one other thing that I could see happening in addition that might rock the world would be maybe a financial issue. And it may start in the United States, and then it might go global. But if you look at it in a negative way, that's what you're going to attract to yourself. I see it being positive, because I see that if that happens, the only way out of this issue that we got right now is like a total reset. I think that it's going to kind of like be like a holiday where everybody is free of debt, and we're going to start over, but a new financial system. And I think it's going to be governed by these masters that we can't perceive at this point. I really think that we're getting a lot of help from the angels and the masters and the guides out there and from these higher dimensions. And all they speak of is love and light. And those who are fearful of us having these brothers and sisters that we're related to in outer space, well, you know what? If they wanted to take us over, their technology is so far advanced than ours now, they could have done it a zillion times and, you know, years and years ago. So, you know, take that off your mind and just think that these are all positive beings that are here to help. I mean, we've been held down by some of the negativity for at least all our lifetime, and probably for thousands of years with the Anunnaki who initiated the whole thing. So I think if everything that I see in the near future is going to be positive. But if you align yourself with the negative, that's what you're going to see.
Just what do you think of this idea? I know November 11, 2011, there's going to be a huge meditation to change the world. It's right. By this group called Fire the Grid. And right. So when you were saying that, I thought of them, and I thought as because all time exists at once, so, you know, right. You're being born right now, you're dying right now, and we're having this conversation all at the same time.
Right.
That whatever happens that day is like expanding out in all directions of
right.
time.
Yep. I totally agree. We look at time in a linear way because, well, actually in this 3D, that's how we manage our lives. But that's all going away. And all these dimensions that we talk about, they used to have some distance between them. Well, now they're all collapsing on one another, and that's why you're seeing more of these beings from all different dimensions coming at one place at one time. And the higher you raise your vibration, you can start seeing them, hearing them, feeling them. And, you know, it sounds like a crazy person talking, but, you know, when you experience it and when you see it and when you talk to other people that are having the exact same experiences as you, you know, you can't disown it. I mean, it is what it is. We are much more than what we've ever been told or taught. And we just scratch the surface by talking about it on the radio or TV, you know? I mean, we're going to find that we've been held down so much, it's just going to shock the world how much and by who. And you know, the information that comes out is just going to be phenomenal.
So what are your feelings on the whole Ellen thing, and how some people say that Ellen's actually dragging either a dwarf star or the red kachina or Nibiru?
Well, I have a couple of viewpoints on that. I mean, you can look at it in a positive or negative way. You can look at it, does it exist, does it not exist? To me, it doesn't matter. I'm here planted on this earth, regardless of what happens. I'm planted here, so I got to deal with what comes. So if I align myself in a positive note and keep my vibration high, then I'm not going to attract the negativity that it supposedly will bring anyway. I think that it comes in as a changer in cycles, just like, you know, it probably came through when Atlantis was here. But I don't see it as a negative thing. But the people that have the thought that it's negative, and the more you focus on it, again, we've already proved it. You know, thought becomes reality. If you think, if you put a cup in the middle of the floor and you say, well, you know, well, I haven't been, had a major injury in some time, you put that thought out there, and then the very next day, bam, there it is. So, you know, if you're looking and researching what we're talking about here every day, just to see the impact of where it is, and are we getting pictures of it from NASA and all this other stuff, the more you discuss it, even though you don't want to, unintentionally, you're still attracting that to yourself. So is it a reality somewhere? Absolutely it is, because we wouldn't be talking about it right now. If you can think it or you can dream it, it can happen. And that's why we're these co-creators, and we become more and more powerful. And again, you got to take in consideration the consciousness field that's all around us. The more people that think that something happens within our reality at a given time, it is the reality that we all live in. And that's why, you know, some of us will say, well, you know, we've become these ascended masters and we can like run through a tree. Well, you know what? The laws in 3D prevent you from doing that at a certain vibrational level. So run your head into a tree once and see what happens. You know, you're bound by the laws of that particular dimension. Can it happen in other dimensions? Yeah, sure.
Yeah, I think a lot of these people that are out there talking about LNN and, you know, impending disasters coming, you know, I think what I get is a majority of them are very well intentioned people, and they actually believe that they're doing a great service by trying to get this information out there. I just don't think that they've actually, you know, having information of things going on is a good thing. Understanding, you know, what is happening is a good thing, and being aware of it. But there's a point where it gets to be, I don't know, you know, fear sells to a certain extent, especially in this field. You know, I've got a book, and it's talking about the disaster coming in, about LNN and Nibiru or the Blue Kachina or whatever, and not that some of this work out there is you know actually good work, but I don't, there's just something that just for me that just I don't know, it just doesn't sit right.
Nah. Well, you know, I got to tell you that, let me give you an example. We're talking about the people who are speaking out there that are becoming the example. That's what we really need to start doing. Like we talked earlier about talking the talk and walking the walk. Well, you know, I had no idea anything was going on recently. Like just today, my girlfriend told me that there was a hurricane going on somewhere. And the reason she even saw it was she just happened to be at a place she flipped through the channels. And she saw it. It was this big headline in that. And as she always says, you know, there's nothing positive on TV anymore, including the news or anything. And we don't even watch TV. Like at my house, I don't even have TV. I've shut it off a couple years ago. And every evening after we're done doing our thing for the day, working or whatever, we go home and we take a walk out in nature. And again, we're eating fruits and salads. And man, I lost some major weight. I was a weightlifter since high school. And I've always stayed in really good shape, but you know what? Recently I had to take a look at it and say, why am I doing this? I mean, if you're in nature, you're taking care of your body by walking on the earth, and you're taking in the fresh air, and you're eating the proper foods, and you're meditating and going within, you don't really need all that stuff and all the supplements and all that other kind of stuff. And I just don't see any of the negativity that's been going on. The only way, like I said, is a patient would come in and tell me about it, or my mom would be like, oh my God, did you see what was on the news, or did you see what was on the internet? And so just to show you my experience is that if you don't align yourself, or you don't researching it, it's not there. To me, it didn't even exist. I mean, I just can't believe what has transpired over the past couple of months and I just didn't even know it.
Yeah. I personally don't see it as a negative thing at all. I think for me, if something is coming, I think it's going to be a eye-opener for those people who have their heads in the sand. For example, if you think that all the only important thing of life is that 9 to 5 and making that paycheck and, you know, buying those new toys, I think something like that would really make you question everything.
Well, yeah, you know, speaking of materialism, and I was stuck in this for a while too. You know, you try to keep up with the Joneses and all your buddies have the latest and greatest in technology and all that. And you try to keep up and, you know, it distracts you. And that's part of this plan that was put in place to control humanity. It has to do with money, material things, upgrades that you can't focus on your own inner self, which brings out that inner light that we all have. So once you set that all aside and give it up, which it can be hard sometimes, but I gave all that stuff up, and I'll tell you what, I'm in a much better place.
Yeah. Quite, yeah. It's, I remember I did that twice, and it was, I know I've told this story before, but I was at my house, and a friend of mine who was a psychic, she would go into these trance, and she went into a trance, and she said, this was 2002, summer of 2002. She says, if you don't leave on a trip you want to take, you'll never do it. And I knew she was in a trance. And then, you know, in November, I packed my bags and left to Japan for the first time. I had to come back, but yeah. So especially if you don't have kids, it makes it even a lot easier to just drop everything.
Well, yeah. You know, one of the things, though, with the material world is, again, it distracts you from that inner peace and that inner power that you have, the power of the now. But when you're distracted, you're like, well, I got to go get a new car and I got to work the 9 to 5, like you said. You know, you can be in joy and do the things that you truly want to do to help humanity or help others. Being in service to others instead of self is ideal. That's what you want to do. But, you know, sometimes we get bogged down by too much stuff. And, you know, you don't realize how much stuff you have until you move your house. I didn't realize how much stuff I had at this office, let alone my home. And, you know, it's almost all but gone. And I'll tell you what, it is such a relief. You know, I can't even explain it.
Yeah, I definitely understand that. I've been in this place I'm in right now for, coming up on 12 years now,
years.
I think, something like that. And yeah, I have a lot of stuff. And,
you know, they say if you don't use it after a year, you might as well get rid of it because you'll probably never use it. And I don't know how many times with the tools and all the things I've had in my garages over the years, someone would come to borrow it. And of course, I'd love to let them borrow it. And I'm like, yeah, I got that somewhere here. And I had so much stuff that I couldn't find it to use it anyway. So it has to be ridiculous. So, you know, it's just one of those. I just wanted to put that out there to say, you know what, I'm experiencing these things too, and I'm making changes as I go, and I'm seeing the positive results of what I'm doing. So I'm not just preaching to people and saying you need to do this, this, and this without doing the things myself and seeing the positive results. And, you know, what can we all do in these last coming, well, I don't want to say last, but in the coming months and the coming years? I really think that this is a cyclical event. I think that it's an ascension process. I think we have more help now from the angels and the masters and the guides than we've ever had in history, if that's the way you want to look at it. And go ahead.
No, I was going to say there's so many, the word ascension gets thrown around so much. So I wanted to get
you. Define it for you. My connotation of the ascension process is within each individual person, we each have free will. We allow ourselves to raise in consciousness and vibration, and we have the choice to raise at this time as much as we possibly want or can. Some of us want to reach our highest potential right now in this ascension process. Others just want to stay right where they're at. Some are stuck in the fear factor that disallows them to raise. Regardless, the energies that are coming through from the center of the universe, from the angels and these higher beings of love and light, all of us are ascending in some manner. And just because some of us ascend higher doesn't mean that some of us are better or anything like that. It's our own free will. We have choice. And you know what? We live thousands of lives. If we don't get it this time, we'll get it the next time. So there is no right or wrong. There just is. We're just here to be and enjoy it. We're actually supposed to be enjoy at all times, but the lives that we've created for ourselves because of what has been presented as lies and, you know, things that of course weren't true. We've really put ourselves in a pickle, you know, because we ultimately have the power. We just didn't know it. And that's what this, you know, knowing our fullest potential and coming into full consciousness to know who we are in relation to this planet, this universe, and the multiverse all in one. And how we're all related and all everything's intertwined. Everything is energy. So, you know, when you hurt somebody or a cat or a dog or anything, like, you're hurting yourself because we're all connected somehow.
Yep, that's the big one I think I see for the critical mass of the 100th monkey effect, is that understanding and that knowing within everybody that we are connected, that we are really one. I think if that's the one, if that's a critical mass or that 100th monkey effect that happens throughout this planet, I see that as being one hell of a good answer for all the problems we have. If everybody right. realizes that we are connected, that we are one, and that doing something to your brother or your neighbor or the dog or whatever is actually doing it to yourself, that just that in itself, that awareness in itself will change this world overnight.
Well, you know, one other thing, Tom, you have to consider is there is karma, okay? So everything you're speaking is true. One more thing to go a step further is, like, because we're on this planet and there is karma that you have to pay back certain debts from previous lifetimes, things are coming to surface right now that have never come to surface before for you to forgive yourself, the situation, the other person. And what you have to consider is there is a limit. There is a cap on that, though. Because, like we're saying, everything is related and everything's intertwined. Well, these higher beings are also affected by what we do here on this planet. It goes out into the universe as negativity and energy. Well, if it gets too bad here, it gets too uncomfortable or too bad out there or in other dimensions. So, you know, there is a point where they can move in and shed love and light to protect themselves, which also helps us raise our vibration. I don't know if any of this makes sense or not.
Well, yeah, it does. I'm not sure if that actually what am I looking for here? Well, it's the we were talking about the economy type thing a little bit ago about the debt holiday or whatever we call it, where right. everything gets wiped clean.
Right.
So what about a karma holiday? What about having karma wiped clean, having the slate wiped clean on karma?
Oh, no. I mean, I think that this is our highest potential right now. And again, we have free will to choose whether we face ourselves or not. And those who decide to stay right where they're at, I mean, I hate to say it this way because I don't want to put doom and gloom out there, but you can't stay with the high frequency when you're carrying a low frequency. So either you move into the frequency of a reality that is more dense and more negative, like the doom and gloom scenario or the negative timeline, and these other beings that have a higher frequency and have done the work and want to shed all this extra baggage, if you want to look at it that way, and raise in a higher frequency, you go on the positive timeline and you raise in your ascension process, if that's what you want to call it, and you have a more positive, blissful experience. But it is a free will, it's a choice, and there are things such as fear that keep us from ascending. I mean, I know a lot of people are just afraid to take that leap of faith for themselves and believe in themselves and believe there's more out there. You know, some people are just afraid of change. So, you know, as far as the debt, with the karmic debt, I think that is a big part of what's going on now also, because now more than in any other time in history, I think there's an opportunity to do what you're saying exactly.
Right. But getting that self-worth instilled within people is probably one of the biggest hurdles that have to be jumped. I'm not worthy. I'm not worthy to be forgiven of all the crap that I've done in my life, you know.
Well, you know, we've been trained that all our lives within religion, the media, and school, you know, I mean, everything. So it is difficult. I mean, it's not just in this lifetime. We carry cellular memories from past lives that we're bringing up today, and we carry with us. And even with our physicalness, if there's been somebody, say, in Egypt that they dropped a boulder on them, and all of a sudden in this lifetime, because it crushed their back, well, this lifetime they may have scoliosis or something like that. I mean, it carries, the cellular memory within the DNA carries from lifetime to lifetime. And that's part of the karmic debt, or however you want to look at it. And, you know, to look at it for what it is, thank it for the experience, and look at it as a blessing, because most of the things that you look at are blessings in disguise, if you can find that. And why not align yourself with a more positive aspect of whatever had happened than the negative? Because obviously you attract more negative yourself, or you hold a grudge the rest of your life and it holds you down, which causes dis-ease somewhere in your body. So we have a choice. We have free will, positive, negative. We're in this dualistic world again. You know, that's what we've been talking about.
That proverbial double-edged sword.
Yeah.
It kind of reminds me of what Kurt Nugent always says. He says that karma doesn't before it would, you know, you would have karma, it would leave, go around the block a few times and come back. But now it just goes to the front door and goes, hey, no, come and deal with me now.
Right. Oh, yeah, you're right. It's like right in your face. And you know what's so funny is people don't realize this, but take a look at your, even this lifetime, look at the relationships that you've been in, or look at the different people you have to deal with, and you keep attracting the same person to yourself until you learn the lesson. Most people don't understand it or don't even look that closely. But I mean, I had to look at my life and be like, oh my gosh, I've been attracting that same person to me to learn this lesson about this, but I never looked at it that way. But now that I started looking at it that way, I can understand it, figure out what the heck is going on, and, you know, either pay back that karmic debt or by at least diffusing it, because anything can be diffused through sending it unconditional love. I mean, anything.
So, yeah. I've been looking a lot at let's call it the middle path. Taking the darker aspects of myself and the lighter aspects of myself, and understanding and integrating both halves. And I went through this process quite a while back, but this is something that's come to mind here recently for me, that I'm trying to figure out a good way to articulate how to bring both the negative and positive in my life and the light and the world around me into that center path, to where I'm able to, where a person's able to take both the negative and the positive, and use the information out of both, and find that sweet spot right in between. Because I think, you know, we've got a lot of groups out there right now that are real fluffy, you know, love, 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 love. All you have to do is love. All you have to do is love. But you know, that's good. You know, I like love. It's awesome. I love a lot. But there's a certain element there that tells me, that screams to me, that says you can't go from one extreme to the other, because the right path is somewhere in the middle between that.
Yeah, you know, speaking on what you're talking about,
equanimity. I think it's
well, it's idealism to me. I mean, ideally, if we could all live in love and everybody loved everybody unconditionally, that means there's no judgment. Well, guess what? We're in heaven. We're in bliss. Well, right now we're not there, but you can strive to be love and exude love from your total being. And, you know, we do live this life. We decided, each one of us decided to be here at this particular time to learn whatever lessons and to experience this major change or shift and maybe help other people that are all around us. And
the point I'm trying to make about this is that I'm seeing all these groups that are, you know, I call them fluffy, but they're so far onto one extreme that the other guys are bad.
Oh,
that they're doing it wrong. That they're doing it wrong. They're not doing it right. And I think that to me screams conditional love.
It is. It's so because you know what?
The unconditional love is in the middle.
Well, it's not even in the middle. It's your perspective, Tom. If you're an angel in fifth dimensional light or one of these masters, you look at somebody, there is no right or wrong. You are perfect exactly who you are and where you are, because you know what? Some of the things that you see today that you scoff at or you think, and maybe not you personally, I'm just as an example, you might think, oh my God, I can't believe that person did that. You know what? A year from then, you'll be doing the same thing. And then all of a sudden you remember that incident going, oh my God, I did what that person did. So, you know, we are all here trying to traverse this planet at this time, and we're learning these lessons. And people who point fingers at other people and blame them and say that they're not as good or they're not doing it right, you know what? We all have our own individual truth. And who aligns with each group, if you want to be in a group, you know, in the past, I'd say, you know, if it brings you to a higher vibrational frequency, then go to that group. And then, you know what? Once you reach everything you can reach, spread your wings and go higher. But you're right. If someone is claiming that someone else isn't doing it right, that's conditional love. They're not, you know, you have to love everybody exactly the same.
Right. Right.
I agree with.
Yep.
Yeah. So what are some of the other feelings you've been having?
Well, again, I mean, I know here's the kicker. It's like, it seems to me that it's a month that I'm given. And it's not even like they don't put it in front of my face. Like, you know, I see the month October, but things in synchronicity that I see, it plays in my mind and I do a calculation somehow. I don't know how it is done exactly, but and next thing you know, I'm thinking, oh my gosh, something major is going to happen this month. And then, you know, you can't even predict really. I mean, the people that come out and said, this is definitely going to happen on October 23rd in 2011. Well, you know what? There are too many variables on this timeline, because like we talked about, one is karma, one is free will, one is law of attraction, the different dimensions. You know, there are too many things that are out there that influence a prediction. So I'm just going to say around October, and it just feels strongly to me that something major is going to happen. And again, thought becomes reality. So I don't want to put doom and gloom out there because that affects me. If everybody thinks this is going to be terrible, well, guess what? It'll happen. So I'm going to put it out as something major is going to happen in October, but it's going to be positive for all of humanity.
I like that. I like that.
And, you know, definitely like Ramon, like you were talking in 11-11-11, that is a huge day. If you look up numerology, that particular day, more than any other, I really think that there's going to be some major powerful energy that's coming through. And you guys are probably feeling it personally. I know you're both in tune. So are you feeling this up and down waves where one minute you have all kind of energy and you can't sleep at night, and the next time you're like, God, I have to take a nap. I haven't taken a nap forever. Are you feeling any of this?
Sunday, it was so strong. I felt dizzy is the wrong word. What's the word? Because it wasn't dizzy.
Vertigo.
No, it wasn't vertigo either. But the ground was fluffy.
Oh, geez, you're fluffy now, huh, Ramon?
Yeah.
You just heard me talking about fluffy.
No, the
ground. Been thinking about it, Tom, and thought becomes reality.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah, you know, the ground was fluffy. My crown chakra was way too much energy. And my perspective, like I felt like my vision was wider. And my wife is talking to me and she's like, you're okay? And I'm like, I'm doing great. And it was just like, I felt like I smoked a funny cigarette or something, but completely sober.
Right. Yeah. Well, there's lots of people that have been talking to me and feeling this and right in my presence, you know, it's like they're like, oh man, I'm feeling really weird or dizzy or I'm seeing this or and I'm like, oh okay, that's okay, you know.
Yeah. Yeah,
it'll
there's definitely
pass.
been some interesting energy coming in. So we are actually at the top of the hour already. So where can people get a hold of you and check your material out?
Well, I have two websites. One is universaltalk.info, and the other is agatinglite, L-I-T-E, .com. It's spelled L-I-T-E rather than L-I-G-H-T. But it's agottinglight.com.
And what kind of material do you have on there?
Well, the Universal Talk, as most people probably know, or those who don't know me, it's my radio show and my TV show that I've done. I have Terry Eppoletti on there that had channeled several messages and various people, George Green and Michael Tellinger, Harry Cassidy, Bob Dean,
Oh, good old Bob.
Steve Bassett. I mean, all these guys. Plus, I started doing conferences, and there's one is a Bella Woods conference. Another one is the Free Your Minds conference. I've been doing a lot of radio shows lately, and thank you guys for inviting me on. And also, there's a MUFON conference coming up. I'm speaking at in Philadelphia. With actually Bob Dean, who's a, I consider him a friend of mine. I've met him more than one occasion. He was on my radio show. He's a nice guy. And that's what you can find on there on my other website, agottinglight.com. I do energy healing and it's non-locational, so I can do it via Skype or on the phone. I do hypnotherapy.
You do hypnotherapy over the
Either
over
Skype.
Skype as well?
Yeah, I do both. And I actually, there's some CDs on there that I sell, and they're only like, I think I put them on there for $9.99 or something like that. But for like personal ones, it takes more time, so they're a little more expensive. But you know, it's a lot easier or probably more profound to the person for a healing if I know more specific things about them. And plus, once I talk to them, I get into their energy. And they become more personal, and I can either create them as a CD or I can do them via Skype or the phone as well.
Great. Okay, well, I encourage everybody to go over and check out those two websites. And Joe's got some, he's done some impressive work. He's got some awesome radio shows too, so check those out. Join us for the second hour over in the archives, and make sure you tune in to Brooks after this, and then pop over to the archives, et cetera, et cetera.
Yeah, our website, in case you're listening to us on BBS, is www.the100thmonkeyradio.com. Don't forget that. If you don't put the TH at the end.
Yeah, there you go. Condemnation without investigation is the height of ignorance, and we absolutely love you guys.